Well, hello everybody. Today is day 21 of our Advent Bedtime Bible Stories. And today's story is called Thunder in the Desert. I'm excited to see what this story is all about. I wonder if you are. Let's read. That boy of Zechariah and Elizabeth's grew up to be gloriously different from the rest of the crowd. John wore coats made of camel hair. No one was expecting that. And he never let scissors get anywhere near his long hair or his big beard. John was a hairy kind of guy who lived out among the cactuses and the bushes of the desert. He snacked on grasshoppers, crunch, crunch, and he ate lots of wild honey. Can you imagine all that wild honey dripping off his long beard? Sweet. John was a bit like his dad, Zechariah. John was a preacher with only one message. He played his one message on repeat, and it was as simple and as special as John's simple, special life. Change your ways. Open up your arms, open up your hands, and say yes to God, because God's kingdom is here. The Sun King, Jesus, is coming. It was already happening. God was opening up the universe. The great rescue was starting. The love that had been coming for us ever since the beginning was coming to undo all the bad things. The Sun King was coming to rescue us from being captive to all the sinfulness and badness. Could there be a greater gift than an unbeatable, unstoppable, unwrappable love like this? A love that forever frees us. John was so excited about this love, he couldn't keep quiet. He kept booming out the good news, just like he was thunder in the desert. Who would be expecting that? Thunder in the desert. Can you imagine how beautiful thunder in the desert sounds? Thunder, rain coming, all the dry land opening up its thirsty cracks, ready to drink and drink and drink all the cool water that's coming. New life blooming. John thundered the joy of it. Clear the roads, prepare the way. The Sun King Jesus is coming. The one real God who breathed out stars beyond our galaxy and is as pure and holy as a white flame was coming. He is your saving God. Your rescuing God, your heavy lifting God. Clear the way so that nothing you want stops you from seeing Jesus. Clear the road so you don't let anything distract you from seeing his coming. Prepare the way, not for more things, but for the greatest thing. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming to carry the heaviness and to wash away all the badness, to give us the gift of happiness. Jesus makes us all happy. The happiness of kids all tickled giddy. Because Jesus loves us 100%. Before we'd even done 1%. Because Jesus wants us 100%. Before we even do 1 eensy weensy a percent. In the starry days before Christmas, all the mums and the grandmas, all the old men and the young men, we all get to be like kids, happy like only kids get to be happy. We all get to be close and laugh together loud and love big and rest smiling because it's almost time. We get to love this better than a fairy tale love story about a coming king who will make a way right through the wilderness and through walls to set us free to be happy forever with him. Everything is almost ready for Christmas now, because all we have to do is be awed and wowed that Jesus is always close to us, that he's the gift we always get. Do you feel it? Coming down like a gentle rain, like a gentle snow. It's the wonder of Jesus coming down like love all around us, everywhere. I wonder what the one thing you could do to prepare the way for Jesus' coming now. That's something to think about as you go to sleep tonight. So, I'm excited that we're getting closer to Christmas, and I'm excited for our story tomorrow night. So sleep tight, everybody. Night-night.